Catholic faith is a incredibly rich deposit of faith with a 2,000-year tradition and many teachings and spiritual writings, all of which is summarized in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a rather thick book in and of itself. And one can be forgiven for not necessarily knowing absolutely everything which is present in the Catechism because of the richness of the deposit of faith. And despite how much we can learn about our faith, despite the beauty of it and how much we can continue to grow and how that truly is a lifelong process, it's also in a way equally amazing that the essence of our faith can really be boiled down to two fundamental commandments, as we hear in today's Gospel. To love God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. It really is, in a way, the beauty of the simplicity of the faith. It's also why there really is an equal opportunity for everyone to be a saint. Because regardless of what your education level is, whether you have a bunch of doctorate degrees or whether you don't have an education, regardless whether you are rich or poor, regardless of what country you grow up in or what age you grow up in, regardless if you're 5 years old or 95 years old, those same fundamental commandments to love God and love your neighbor and the simplicity of that is available to all, and that really is what is at the heart of our faith. But of course we also should add that that word love is one which comes with a very specific content with respect to our Catholic faith, and that really is to say that the symbol or the sign of this love and the content of this love really is the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the symbol of the depth of God giving himself completely to us, and thereby becomes the measure of love to say, insofar as we are willing to make of our lives a gift for God and for others, we are imitating the love of Jesus Christ on the cross. This really, in a nutshell, is what our faith is about. Love God, love your neighbor, and the sign of that love is the cross of Jesus Christ. In today's first reading, we hear a very beautiful expression which St. Paul gives in his letter to Timothy when he says, if we die with Christ, we will live with him. If we persevere with him, then we will be exalted with him. And then he changes over and he moves into a couple of negative statements. He says, if we deny him, he will deny us. And by that he means that God does not force us to be with him. If we deny him and say we'd rather be apart, well, then God respects our freedom. But the fourth phrase that St. Paul uses is the one that jumps out at us, because he says, if we are unfaithful to him, he remains faithful to us. It's kind of the first one of those four expressions that doesn't go completely the way our mind would be thinking it would. And the reason for that is the faithfulness is God is rooted in his very nature, that God is love himself. That is of the very nature of God, and he can never betray who he is. And therefore, to be loving is a part of his essence, it is who God is, and regardless of what we do, he is always constant in that love, because that is precisely who God is. And that constancy and faithfulness of God's love precisely reminds us of the great challenge in our own life to be loving. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we all know that our love tends to be at least slightly reactionary. We can be good, we can be nice, we can be loving, but then we also have expectations for how that love should be returned. And if it isn't returned the way we want, or even if it's outright rejected, it can change. The constancy of our love and our disposition can very quickly change. And this for us then is always going to be a reminder of where we stand on reaching up to the measure of the love of God that reaches out to the cross of Jesus Christ. The more constant we are that we're able to make of our life a gift for others, regardless of the reaction and response that we get, the more it tells us that we are growing in sanctity to be conformed to the measure of love that Jesus reveals on his cross. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always strive to live this simple essence of our faith, that we would love God, that we would love our neighbor, and we would look to the sign of the cross as the sign of the content of what this love really is. Amen.